As we get started, I think it's worth talking about. For us, this game was won during the week. The preparation that the guys put in, I wish you could have seen that. The intensity of getting ready for one another, it was great all the way through the week. So that type of strain, that type of effort to get each other ready to play against a really good team was totally at hand. For us, we told the team it was going to be about the ball in this game. The last time we played them, we were -2, and today +2, and for sure that was the difference. So, but most importantly, I thought the fans lit it up for us tonight. And we called for it, they delivered, and no doubt they're a huge part of our brotherhood as this team goes in the city and the connection with the fans. So for them, we appreciate it, and we'll find out if we get another one. So with that, I'll be glad to open it up to your questions. I'd like to start with Led.
Hey, Coach, could you talk about how surgical that was today?
Yeah, they're a very disciplined group, and so for Matt, we had certain plays that we liked, and I thought the offensive line gave him time, and we knew that was going to be a factor. Having the balance for us is key, where we're able to run, have play action, where we can get some plays off of that. But in particular, he just had a terrific week, Matt did. I felt the energy from the receivers right from the beginning from our warm-up today. I thought they looked great, so... For Matt and his preparation, he stayed on exactly the same path that he had been on during the regular season, and that's just something that we spoke about now. So I thought he was on it like he has been the entire year.
And which group of spies you used on Russell looked like he had a whole slew of them at different times throughout the game.
Yeah, it certainly looked like we could have used a few more, and I'm sure you guys can appreciate that. He's very difficult to keep in the pocket. And when he gets outside, whether it's running to convert or creating time where they can throw it down the field, that's where, he has been most dangerous and certainly was again for us today. So we knew it was going to be an all-day fight, and it was.
Coach, you had to be particularly proud of the performance of the defense.
Yeah, certainly we came back and did much better. I don't think I've been a part of a game where in the first quarter, I think there was just two drives. So took it all the way down, scored. We did the same coming back. After that, I thought we kind of settled back in and made more plays and tackled better. So I don't know why, we didn't convert on some of the earlier ones. But for sure for us, we knew we were going to have to take a couple footballs, to have a chance to win this one. That was a very big emphasis for us. So to have the ability where Jones got one, at the end on the tip was just a, one that we needed at that time for sure. I got lucky. today, when you have a chance to go and take a challenge at it, we thought those were ones that were worth doing. There were a couple others that we talked about, but when they don't feel like you have a very good shot at it, it's not the right time. So it was just fortunate for us that we got in. The one with Justin Hardy was on the far sideline. We couldn't quite tell, but when we took a shot at the replay, we thought that would be worthwhile to take a shot. So it worked out in our favor today. I don't know what my record is against him, but it's not like today usually. I know that. It was a number of them were, and his ability to bounce out, he looked great on returns, and for a number of us, and especially everybody in this room, they have seen that movie before, so we were prepared for it, and he still made some terrific plays out there today, but it was a factor. Well, I think just tackling, that was the main thing for us heading into this game. He's an excellent runner that runs tough, gets yards after contact. So we'll go back in and see how many missed tackles we had and the yards after contact. But we went into this game, with that as our emphasis.
Q, right there in the middle.
Yes.
Coach, so getting Devontae and Tevin involved in the passing game, how important did you think that was in terms of having a successful offensive?
Yeah, I'm glad that you noticed that. It was definitely a factor in this game. For the entire year, we've been impressed by them, their ability to come out of the backfield to catch. Sometimes there's some matchups in man-to-mans that you like to match up on. Other times it's just the fact that they can get out in space and try to create. So the ability for them to add another receiver to our offense has been critical for us. It really has.
Knowing that the way you do, what do you think that did to them?
Well, I knew they were tough enough and had the resiliency to come back from, you know, all sorts of challenges. They've got great experience. They're able to solve problems on the field quickly. So I do have a lot of respect for them. We knew it was going to be a fight, you know, in terms of their defense against our offense. I thought our offensive line, you know, really tried to set, you know, the tone, the runs, the play actions, pass protection. They were ready for that fight today. But, yeah, we certainly have the respect of them, the style that they play, and the discipline they play with. Well, I'm glad I did not look into that. So I did not look at that narrative. But experience matters for sure. But it was also important for them to recognize it's still going to be the same ball. We're still going to play in the same style. And we wanted to make sure our identity of how we played was going to be really clear, whether it was in the regular season or into the postseason. So the veteran players, Chris, did a very good job of that, understanding we're going to play like we play. And we're not going to go outside our routine of changing up how we prepare or change up how we play. And I think the veteran leadership was probably the thing that that helped that the most. Well, I think the first game probably against them was I'm glad that was out of the way. And then from here on, I hope we battle like crazy over the next 10 years and a bunch of really good teams. So I'm glad that game was out of the way. And now it's like anytime you battle any other, you know, guy that you have tons of respect for, and there's lots of coaches like that. So the first game was weird. I'll be honest with you. It was out in Seattle. And then now it felt, you know, I was glad they got that out of the way in the regular season. And like I said, I hope we battle for years to come against one another. Could you repeat that one? No concern at the moment. We'll have more information on that later, but it'll be sore. But he's certainly somebody that's able to battle through it. So I anticipate him being ready to rock next week.
Could he come back in with like a tie game, like it's a closer game? Could he come back in?
Yes.
Was it an aggravation or the same injury or a new injury?
It was an aggravation. Yeah, that's a good question. Somebody asked me that earlier. And I don't know yet. I think for the fans, Mark, I do. To have that opportunity to come back here one last time, I think that would be something that we would all look forward to. But past that, as the coach side of me in the matchups, I'll have to go and find that out. But we'll look at that for sure tomorrow. We'll enjoy this one tonight. But as far as it goes, if we do get an opportunity here, I hope the same electricity is in the dome that was today, because I think all of us in here, we felt that, and, man, was that appreciated.
Last question. Yeah, when you walked in the door 2 years ago, I'm sure you had a vision of what you wanted this team to look like playing January football. How close was today to that vision?
Certainly much closer, and that was something for Arthur and I that we spoke about, the toughness, the resiliency that we were looking for, the ability to attack on all three phases. For us, there's always areas that we want to improve upon, and that's no different from today. It's going to come down again to the finish. We've got a bunch of stuff that we want to get corrected and see if we can make some real improvement next week. We are much closer to that identity, and I think the players have a much clearer vision of what that looks like as well.